The following program is an independent production. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of Devil Radio, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy!
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
Welcome back to another edition Outside the Pizza Box. And you are listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Jimmy K, how you doing today?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
I'm really excited because we've got this T-shirt to give away.
We do.
Made in Wisconsin.
I'm not sure if we're actually streaming on Facebook yet. I have not seen evidence that we're actually streaming yet on Facebook. I will try to correct that as we go along.
Yeah, we need to do that because I know a lot of people on Facebook, even though Zuckerberg doesn't let me speak on there.
Why?
Because I said Trump-tard.
That's it?
Yeah.
I mean,
I've been kicked off for dork. You know, these are factual things, statements I'm making at people. If you read some of the things that they're saying, and they're god-awful, right? I mean, just horrible, offensive, racist, sexist, you name it, Trumpist. And they're allowed to do it. And then they're the ones that turn around and rag me out or whoever it is, you know, that's trolling me. So
why not just come up with an alias?
Oh, I've tried everything, but when you do it from the same phone number and computer, and yeah.
So, I gotcha.
We'll get another one. I'll get another phone just for that.
You'll have to change your identity, Pizza Box.
Got
to
do something. I've tried.
You'll have to become the Burrito Box.
It worked under, first, you know, I've got Michael Dickman and then Pizza Box Mike, but the third one was Mike dropping. And they let me put it on for a while. They figured it out. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. That one really looks obvious to me. But I'm excited because we picked a word before the show. So the first one that calls in today at 1-844-967-2789 and has the word somewhere throughout the hour today, the first one to say it, the phrase, word, whatever it may be, something we're going to talk about. So maybe you got an idea or maybe you're thinking of it yourself. But somewhere along the line, somebody has got to win a T-shirt today. We need more of these out there. But let's start out today with... There is no Republican Party, okay? It is the Q Trumplican Party. And I think they should name themselves that because after we watched that wonderful congresswoman from Georgia, MTG. I mean, seriously? So she gets stripped of her posts on, you know, committees, rightfully so, should be kicked out. But that's how bad the Q Trumplican Party is now. I mean, they gave her a standing ovation in the Congress. Only 11 Republicans out of 200-some, you know, agreed with the Democrats that she should be removed from the committees. But they're not going to get rid of her. I mean, she's got time. She's bragging, I got time. I can talk more to people. They did me a favor taking me off there. Yeah. I mean, you weren't going to do anything except probably spew conspiracies and lies and talk about how Trump actually won and how we're coming back and Trump owns the party. And nobody said anything after she said that. Nobody else in the Republican Party has stood up and said, no, she's wrong. We aren't going to stand for this. Right? I mean, seriously? So obviously they're okay with what she's saying. Don't listen to this nonsense about how, you know, she's representing her constituents, because if she is, they're a sick bunch of people. I can't imagine that there's that many people in one district that are down with this, that are down with racism, down with everything that she said, you know, Jews using lasers to start fires in California. I mean, come on, people. You're going to believe this stuff? And then she said, she basically backs off a little bit and says, I was allowed to believe these things that weren't true. No, you allowed yourself to believe them and to spread these lies. And just take away a lot of hope from people when this goes on inside the Congress. Really? I mean, so racism and all that is cool now, right? Inequality, starving people out, not allowing health insurance for people that deserve it, that work hard every day, struggle to take care of their families. I mean, it's devastating. We've got callers already.
Do you want to go first?
Well, who's the first caller?
Mark from the SAC.
Hey, Mark from the SAC. Welcome back.
Hey, brother. It's the nefarious MTG, I guess.
Wow.
Because she's just evil. I mean, or plays evil on TV. Not even trying to be funny. I mean, it's not like, you know, that, I want Jews with friggin' laser beams shooting out of their eyes to take out people like you. I mean, that.
No doubt.
That Ms. Green, a Jewish space laser to start the fires out in California. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are just the internationalist Jew tropes that, you know, the Nazis promoted. I mean,
they're the first ones on Facebook that say to me that I'm, like, you know, against Jewish people because I might say something against, you know, the leader of Israel, who's an awful person. You know, Netanyahu's he's horrible. He's a murderer, you know, and a clown and a lazy oaf.
He's horrible. And the thing of it is and she was talking about abortion, our government funding abortion. Well, no, Ms. Green, Taylor Green, I guess it is, that, no, you know, our government does not, you know, fund abortions. I mean, because of the Hyde Amendment, you know, it doesn't want to even fund birth control, which would prevent abortions. However, we do, you know, dump tons of money toward Israel, and their government provides their citizens with free abortions when they want them. So maybe, you know, and under strict reading of the Hyde Amendment, then we shouldn't be giving any aid to Israel because money is used there to, you know, fund abortions. I mean, for one small issue, as far as I find just completely ironic that, you know, that's never brought up. Maybe there's a special little secret provision in the Hyde Amendment. It doesn't apply to the nation of Israel. Well, if it applies to the state of Wisconsin, it should apply to the nation of Israel.
You know what, these people that are super religious should know and understand one thing, that God will judge us all when we get there, right? And that we're not supposed to judge people on earth, especially when it's legal, safe, and necessary because of Republicans' policies, it's necessary, okay? When Republicans are in control, abortion goes up, and thank you for calling, Mark. And I want to add one more thing about, you know, MTG. I mean, she's probably about my height, you know. She looks, you know, like she's a pretty physical gal, right? Is she that insane that she's going to harass people and in the way the climate is right now and expect not somebody to snap and retaliate against her? I mean, seriously, that's outrageous that she thinks she's like a superstar, all-star wrestler or something, and you know, she's all powerful and nothing can touch her. There's something wrong with that woman. There definitely is.
There's a lot of hate in that small little person as she is.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, she reminds me of a couple psycho ex-girlfriends from years ago, you know?
I'm not even going to touch that, okay? Because that leads into other things.
But, it sure does.
Yeah, you know, I've known people like her, yeah, you know, and I guess she thinks she's attractive, but really she's not, you know. She's kind of got that, what they, you know, call other people a horse face kind of thing, you know.
I don't think it's...
An angry horse.
I don't think it's cool to talk about someone's appearances in like that. I mean...
Well, she's not ugly on the outside.
Her attitude
It's what makes her ugly.
It is what makes her ugly, yes.
She reminds me of an angry animal, and that's why I said horse. It's not like horses are beautiful, by the way, so if you look like a horse, don't take offense to that, seriously. I mean, the more you look like an animal that I love, the more you're going to be okay with me, you know? That's just the way I am. Oh, we got another caller.
I'm just curious, what animal am I over here?
I think you might be an owl.
Oh, at least I'm wise. What about Wisco Paul? What kind of animal is he?
Well, he's the original animal, Wisco Paul.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Pizza. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to change. Because we are talking about birds and animals and stuff, I'll change my subject. When I talk about Robin Voss, and you're right, he does look like a woodpecker.
Dude, I'm so sorry, because I was actually going to use Robin Voss as the key word today, and you would have definitely won, but I changed it based on subject matter. I can't believe that you just came up with that, because, yeah, it's true. And he's seen that sign before, by the way. He kind of like smiles, but I think he turned a little pink. He doesn't turn as red as Butterball Senator Fitzgerald used to. I wonder who's going to get under his skin in D.C. It'll be fun to watch. Get that turkey thermometer in.
Well, following up on Voss, he's apparently heartless, pizza box. He's not pro-life. And I don't know how in the world you get rid of a mask mandate in the middle of a pandemic. It doesn't make any sense to me, pizza box.
It does.
Unless you don't care about your... You don't care about his fellow man. Hey, I'm gonna let you go here, but explain to me why you would do that. Why on earth? And the Republican Party is the whole why on the earth? Why in the world would you do this, pizza box? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, thanks for listening again. And because they're a death cult, man. I mean, look at everything they've done throughout the pandemic. Can't have any legislation, but. Why? Is it because it's not safe to meet at the Capitol? I mean, what's your deal, Voss? I mean, so take away the mass. What else was it? At the beginning of all this, make sure you don't, you know, have a special session to pass a bill that allows the federal government to fund people who lost their jobs during the pandemic. So we lost, 20-some million there. And now they want to end a mask mandate so that, you know, $49 million, is that what it is, out of food share that we won't get from the federal government to feed people? I mean, what else could it be? Robin Voss is trying to kill you. That's what it is. He's a disturbed individual. You know, men with three wives are adept at ruining lives. Just ask his former wives, I guess. Ask, you know, talk to his roommate in college. They both seem to enjoy destroying working class people, you know. College roommates, Reince Priebus and Voss. That's where it all started, man. I guess it's already time for a break, huh?
You know, his actions have done nothing to speak to the contrary there. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, every action they've taken, it says exactly what you just said. They're trying to kill Wisconsin.
It's deadly. Come on back and listen. Devil Radio 92.7.
Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. If you need someone to help with your carpet cleaning, business or residence, please give us a call. We have the best system available and an amazing team of friendly technicians. Call us at 848-9000 or schedule online at zeroresmadison.com.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Cody and I have been doing this show for almost 10 years, and we've never had a more engaged, dialed in, and motivated audience, and we love them for it. Now is the time for you to reach the greatest audience ever. Call now and advertise with the Devil's Advocates and Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Get your message out and let the greatest radio audience know how to support your business. Call Luke at 608-819-TALK, that's 608-819-8255, or go to darnwi.com.
Stream the Devils and Progressive News and Talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's darnwi.com. That's darnwi.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands.
Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Free and equal education is and has always been a cornerstone to this nation. Yet our public school systems, once the envy of the world, has never faced more scrutiny than right now. Caught between political bickering and big business cash grabs, our schools are under attack, and the people that stand to lose the most are our children. Join Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci for Busted Pencils, Tuesday nights at 6. Each week, they take on the challenges facing our schools, teachers, and communities on Devil Radio 92.7.
Miss your favorite show? Find our entire podcast library at devilradio927.com.
Back. Nothing better than Joe Walsh. As long as it isn't the former congressman in Illinois that thinks he's a centrist dumb or something now.
Just for you today, I'm going everything funky for your lead-in.
Yes,
music.
Yes, it's a funky Saturday, too. Yesterday was the warmest day we're going to have for like the next 10 days.
Yeah.
Dang, man. I went out to see my wildcat, set him up a fort, but the guy that owns the property out there, he said, don't worry about him. He goes over into the abandoned old country store that I used to live next to. Everything dying out in that area. Old buildings. Oh, a lot of historic stuff there.
Where is this?
It's in Utica, Wisconsin.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, I used to tell people I lived between the church and the fire department because there was a little firehouse just on the edge of
the Rock River.
The property I lived on.
Is it the Rock or the Yahara that runs through Utica?
Neither.
Maybe Utica is not where I think.
Well, they kind of both go around it. You see, Yahara is in Stoughton, and then it's a little Yahara, and the Rock River is like in Cambridge. So it's kind of like right in the middle of both. So I guess you would say that the Rock River is what it's closest to. Mm-hmm. But there's some ditches with drainage, and we had, you know, road was flooded out there not too many years ago. This guy had a boat in his yard. It was funny. He'd take his boat and row it out to get the mail. It was funnier now. Old guy. I was like, finally figured out how to get. And he didn't have to. He could have used the driveway, but he just kind of liked, taking the flood over to the mailbox. It was really funny. Hmm. Anyhow, back to Robin Voss. Yeah, you know, the guy doesn't have a problem, you know, cutting people off that are in need and deserve to be helped. But I guarantee you, every time he steps foot in that building, he claims his per diem every day. You know, the gas, food, and lodging allowance that they don't have to show receipts for. There are, you know, there's just so much waste. They talk about waste in government. It's wasted on people that are ruining our government, mainly the Republican Party. But there's plenty of Democrats that I have issues with as well. You know, Joe Manchin, just, you know, playing the centrist, you know, acting like he's, you know, everybody's friend, and he's nobody's friend. I mean, how do you call yourself a Democrat when you run an ad and you're in your cowboy hat with a rifle and you're shooting through a climate bill because you live in coal country and that those guys will give you money to keep your seat? I mean, it's disgusting. It really is. I mean, the guy's a total louse, and he has been for a long time. And, you know, when people sit up there for 20, 30, 40 years, that's what happens. You know, they get ingrained into the lifestyle, and it's a life of privilege and above the law and beyond the law at this point. I mean, it's crazy watching all this stuff. Any of us did anything? I mean, come on, man. I get in trouble for the smallest stuff. Just, you know, there were a couple times, I had a bowl of weed on me and, you know, hundreds of dollars, go to jail, you know, seriously. And someday we're hoping that, you know, Madison's basically on board now. Right? I mean, you can have, less than an ounce, and you can actually smoke while you're walking, unless, you know, you're near a school or too close to a business or government buildings, whatever, you know. But if you're not around people and you're just enjoying yourself, why not? What's wrong with that? So we got another caller.
We do. Eastside Dave.
Eastside Dave, yeah. Welcome, Dave.
Hello, Terminal Eastsider from Madison.
Yeah.
This is my first time catching your show, so I wanted to give a quick shout. And by the way, I've got several pizza boxes here if you'd like to stop by and collect them.
Do they say Ian's on them with the big red Ian's in the middle? Because that's all I ever used, and they changed their box, I think, to stop me from messaging. Had to be.
Who was that?
Ian's Pizzas. That's how I made my signs, because they came to the Capitol when we lived there for a couple weeks, and a former student at UW he was from Egypt, and he gave up his debit card till it ran out to feed all the people to stand up for human rights across the country. It was a hot time. But they changed the box now. It's brown, and it's, you know, so it doesn't work anymore. They were awesome, you know, just red Ian's in the middle, and it was just so symbolic. But yeah, pizza's okay with me.
Well, some people live on it, and I'm trying to avoid that path. But anyway, I was mainly calling to say that all this hand-wringing over raising the, you know, I've enjoyed a lot of rants against Republicans lately from the other guys on your progressive shows. And as a matter of fact, Dom and Crew came out swinging one morning, and they just, for one whole hour, their first hour, they bashed Trump and the Republicans. That was maybe 3 weeks ago, so... But,
I thought that happens every single show.
It's easy to do. A lot of material there, Dave. Well, you were going to say something. Thinking, yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking that all this hand-wringing about, oh, we couldn't jack up the minimum wage. And we hear this all the time whenever the issue comes up. And then what I've heard from your guys is, well, why on earth are we still subsidizing the oil industry? You could take all that money and help the American people instead of starting a new war or whatever. So, yeah. So I'm all for, wrap it up here. I'm all for, when it comes to that new COVID relief thing, shove it down their throats, just like they've been doing. Shove anything down their throats. Yeah, they need to be, they need to learn a lesson, and I think they're about to. I'm going to leave it there, Mike. Thank you.
All right, Dave. Very good point. And what should we have the minimum wage set at, and how do we get that? Through reconciliation? Anybody want to talk about this? I know there's a lot of people out there fighting to raise the wages.
I don't want to say anything wrong, but I thought I saw yesterday or heard yesterday that the minimum wage may not make the COVID relief bill.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Joe will probably attack that later down the road.
Well, and when Bernie said, okay, I agree, we can't do this during a pandemic, which obviously we can't because businesses aren't open and there's no way to, you know, do it safely at this point, right? And it will take time. I don't agree with that till 2025. That's nonsense. I mean, we've seen them raise the minimum wage in a lot of big cities, and they're all booming now, okay? And people are able to, you know,